Review of Units 7 through 12.
1A. Read the clues and complete the crossword.
1B. Choose words from Units 7 through 12 and write a clue for each word. Read the clues to your partner. He or she guesses the words. 1. This is something we need every night. Sleep.
What's the thing we need to get every night?
Is it sleep?
Yes, it is.
2A. Listen to the four conversations. Match the conversations with the correct pictures.
Conversation 1.
Tom, I have some questions about your country, Canada.
Okay. What do you want to know?
What are you supposed to do when you meet someone for the first time?
You're supposed to shake hands.
How about times? For example, when a party is at 8 o'clock, do you go at 8 o'clock?
No. You can go about 15 minutes late.
Okay. Is it the same for business meetings?
Oh, no. For a business meeting, make sure you're on time.
I heard that it's rude to make sounds when you eat. Is that true?
Yes, it is. You shouldn't do it.
One more question. Are you supposed to take a gift when you visit someone?
Yes. It's polite to take a few flowers.
Thanks. Now I'm ready.
Conversation 2.
Hi, Bill. I'm really sorry, but I can't play basketball today. I've hurt my leg.
So I see. Looks like you cut your face as well. What happened?
You remember that soccer game yesterday? Well, I fell over and cut myself.
Ouch. It really looks nasty.
Yeah, it was bleeding pretty badly.
Did you have to go to the hospital?
No, but I went to see a doctor. He put some medicine on my cuts and then put a bandage on my leg.
Did you need stitches?
Yeah, look. I have 2 stitches here on the side of my head.
I had stitches when I was a kid. It was really painful.
Yeah, I never had them before. I hope I never need to have them again.
Well, no offense, but you should probably go home and get some rest. You look terrible.
Well, I've looked terrible all my life.
Conversation 3.
Well, that's the end of another school year.
Yes, feels kind of sad, doesn't it?
Yes, I always feel sad this time of year.
Me too. I really enjoyed teaching this group of students.
Yes, they were such a fun group. Do you remember meeting them in grade 6?
Of course. They were all so quiet and shy.
Yes, it's amazing, isn't it? By the time they got to grade 9, they all seemed so confident and noisy.
Well, that's what I love about teaching. I love watching the kids develop.
Yes, anyway, I'm looking forward to next year. New students, new challenges.
Actually, that's not the thing I'm looking forward to the most.
No?
No. I'm looking forward to my vacation first.
Conversation 4.
Hi, Sarah. How are things with you and Ken?
Hi, John. I'm good, but actually, I'm a bit worried about Ken.
Really? What's wrong with him?
Well, he's always really tired, and he looks ill, too. He's always sneezing and coughing.
That sounds bad. You should tell him to see a doctor.
I agree. And you know what? I did tell him. But he thinks it's just a cold. But I'm not sure. He's been like this for 3 weeks already.
I really think it's important for him to see a doctor. Sure, it might be nothing, but it's better to be safe.
Well, do you think you could talk to him for me? Maybe he needs to hear it from someone else. He thinks I worry too much.
Sure, I'll talk to him. I'll tell him he needs to take his health more seriously.
And tell him he needs to listen to his wife more, too.
2B. Listen again. Follow the instructions next to the pictures.
2C. Pair work. Role play. Practice the conversations above with your partner. Tom, I have some questions about your country, Canada.
Okay, what do you want to know?
What are you supposed to do when?
3. Pair work. Fill in the chart. Then role play a conversation.
What are you supposed to do when you meet a new person in the USA?
You're supposed to shake hands.
In China, you're supposed to... 4. Pair work. Fill in the blanks, then talk about your answers with your partner. How do you feel when you see the national flag of China?
It makes me feel proud. How about you?
It makes me proud, too. I think of famous Chinese men and women.
5. Group work. Make up a story about an accident or injury.
When I was 12 years old, I fell off my bike and hurt my arm.
First, my mother took me to the hospital. At the hospital, the doctor told me to have an x-ray.
Then?
6A. Read the magazine article about the most dangerous animals in the world. Then circle the comparisons in it. The world's most dangerous animals. What do you think is the world's most dangerous animal? Well, different people have different opinions. Many people would probably think of scary animals such as snakes, lions, or crocodiles. And it's true that some of these animals can be dangerous. The king cobra, for example, is a very poisonous snake that can grow up to 5 meters or more in length. That's as long as a car. However, although the king cobra looks scary, it is not as poisonous as the golden poison dart frog. This is a tiny animal, and probably doesn't look scary at all, but it certainly is dangerous. The poison from one small frog can kill 10 people. However, many scientists think that the most dangerous animal is actually not a lion, a snake, or even a poisonous frog, but an insect. Because the mosquito can spread disease, scientists believe that it has been responsible for the death of half the people who have ever lived. That's a dangerous animal.
King cobra, golden poison dart frog, mosquito.
6B. Now, write an article on the most amazing animals in the world. Use facts below to help you. You may find other facts to use if you like. Slowest fish, seahorse, travels at 16 meters in 1 hour. Tallest animal, giraffe, up to 5.8 meters tall. Smallest frog, 8 to 10 millimeters long.